Blood is precious and everyone needs it. We all understand the need to donate. Why not think about that in terms of a device that can allow you to donate blood to yourself?
Welcome to the Ripples of Radical Generosity podcast by Coralis, a global community of women and non-binary people making real progress on the world's to-do list. Together, we're transforming the world to become more equitable and sustainable.
Hello, everyone. This is Lauren Walsh, Development Guide with Coralis today, and I'm really excited to be in conversation with Jillian Henker, one of our Coralis ventures from 2020. And she is the CEO of Sisu Global, one of the founders as well as the inventor of the medical device Hemifuse. Welcome, Jillian.
Thank you so much, Lauren, for having me.
For those who are listening in the Coralis community, can you give us a bit of your background and just how you ended up as CEO of Sisu Global?
Sure. Yes. So my background, I'm an engineer by trade, I like to say, as my academic background. I also come from a family full of clinicians, nurses. So kind of coming into global health and medical devices, I initially started out by designing our first flagship device, Hemifuse, by working with clinicians, seeing what needs they had, and then designing to those for appropriate technology. And then co-founding Sisu Global Health to really start and commercialize and get this product out into the world.
And what inspired you to invent Hemifuse? And I think it's really helpful if you can share with us exactly what Hemifuse does, because not everyone is up to speed on the distinction around medical devices for emerging markets.
Absolutely. So Hemifuse, our flagship product, is an auto transfusion device. So it's like a patient donating blood to themselves. You can collect blood during surgery, filter it, and give it right back to that same patient immediately. And what this came from was doing observations in sub-Saharan Africa. We saw that there was a lack of blood available. So even myself got asked what my blood type is so that I could donate for someone who needed blood in the labor and delivery ward. And unfortunately, I was not a match. But when you do auto transfusion, since it's your own blood, you never have to worry about it not matching because it's your own blood. And that's where the inspiration came from, was the challenges with getting blood, as well as then, you know, sometimes you're not a match. So getting asked for my own blood, thought, let's do auto transfusion.
That's really exciting. And this is your first patented medical device. Is that right?
Yes.
And there are more in the pipeline, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Very exciting. So how can Hemifuse actually strengthen our overall system of healthcare around the world?
So of course, like I said, for that individual patient that needs blood and surgery, this device can be used. That being said, there are some patients outside of surgery who also need donor blood or need blood in general. So when you use Hemifuse in surgery, that then allows blood to be reallocated, that is donated to those outside of surgery, like cancer patients and those with anemia. So anytime you're using Hemifuse, it's increasing the overall blood supply for the whole healthcare system, not just for those patients that are able to get their own blood back immediately.
And in our conversations that we've been having over the last several years, I recall that this is not only for emerging markets in the sense that this could actually have Hemifuse could be applied to rural America. Is that fair?
I would say that's one that we're looking towards for the future. We see a great opportunity with places that don't carry much donor blood on hand. And when there's an emergency, this is a great grab and go solution that can get you blood immediately in surgery. We like to say Hemifuse in every hospital and anywhere there's a surgeon, this can be an applicable and valuable resource to those clinical teams.
So tell me about your experience fundraising, shipping, establishing partnerships. I mean, this is really in many ways creating your own ecosystem for Hemifuse units. And specifically, of course, everyone's going to be very interested in the application in the Ukraine war at this time. So just would love to hear more about that.
Yeah, so to develop our first product, of course, we got a mixture of grant funding initially, and then of course some investment. Have been able to work to kind of translate this from an idea in a notebook all the way through the trials of testing and manufacturing and getting partners on board for the supply chain, which are really critical, as well as getting all of our regulatory clearances to then now have this product in many countries all over the world, one of which, again, last year we entered was Ukraine. And hearing from folks about wanting to be able to do something for Ukraine, that enabled us to partner with Finca and put together a fundraiser campaign to ship 1,000 of our Hemofuse units over to 7 different hospitals in Ukraine. And hearing back from them that 900 lives have been saved so far, and really seeing that they have a potential for more to be used and really see the value of this product, especially when you see videos of the circumstances with lack of electricity and lack of blood resources, this really can be, again, a valuable resource for a surgeon anywhere they're at in many different circumstances.
That's really, really exciting, Jillian. How about in Africa? Where are you deploying at this time in various hospitals, in which countries?
So right now we're in Kenya, Tanzania, and Ghana to start in sub-Saharan Africa, with a lot of potential to expand to a couple different countries coming up here in the next several months, and really see that there we've been able to establish with large hospitals, smaller hospitals, and different partners to train and get this in use within those local communities.
And in regards to fundraising, are you in the midst of raising funds?
So anyone interested to talk about fundraising, I am open to doing so. Really for us, our next stage is expansion. So taking what we've learned in the couple of beachhead markets that we have in different regions of the world and being able to expand on those opportunities by further investment and getting, again, Hemofuse in every hospital.
What do you see as most important in regards to the capacity to ensure that your sales go forward and that there's adoption of this new medical device? What have you found has been the secret, so to speak, or the, you know, success factor there?
I would say for us, you know, it's really about conveying that value proposition and understanding, I mean, we've talked about this as well, understanding that value proposition might be slightly tweaked for different folks that are all important in that value chain. So for us, you know, we talk to a surgeon who is operating directly on patients. They're looking at saving lives and being more efficient with their time. Talking to a hospital administrator, they're looking at the 3,000 foot level, 30,000 foot level of what can I do to increase the efficiency and how can I serve more patients overall as a systematic lens. So for us, it's about providing that value proposition for this product at varying different levels and very different performance indicators that they might be interested in, as well as for us really investing in training and building awareness and, you know, confidence in this product, being able to really convert and provide that value.
And it sounds like there are quite a few stakeholders in the mix.
Yes.
in the typical B2B sale. So tell us a bit about, in 5 to 10 years from now, what does CSU Global look like? How many products do you have in market and what kind of impact are you having?
So right now we have Hemofuse as our flagship product. We have another product, Revolve, that we have a couple patents on that we're working on the commercialization as well. Currently it's an R&D phase. We have a couple other devices and ideas in the pipeline as well. So building out simple, effective technology that can really make an impact, again, at multiple different levels in healthcare systems, not just being the fanciest, newest, cutting edge technology without really being able to show what it can do on that back end. And we're looking to impact, you know, hundreds of millions of lives with this product. Again, I can't say it enough to say that this product, we see it as in the hands of many people, can really make a difference in providing the resources that people need. Because blood is precious and everyone needs it. We all understand the need to donate. Why not think about that in terms of a device that can allow you to donate blood to yourself?
Well, and you're already making quite a difference. And we're so proud and happy that you're part of our community. And I wanted to just close out our conversation today, Jillian, with asking you, this is the first time that you've been the CEO of a company as well. And what are you learning about leadership? And what are you most proud of in regards to that element of running a successful company that's making such a huge difference in the lives of people around the world?
When I stepped into this role, I didn't expect it to be so reflective of getting to understand more about myself. I thought of it more as, oh, we'll just get a couple skill sets, read some articles, and I'll be good. But it really was a self-reflective process to understand more about who I am and what I can do to lead my team. I tend to be someone that likes to lead from the front and be there to pull things forward and show my team by example. So that's where I understand more about myself in terms of, what I bring to the table and what I can be as a leader. So, and I appreciate that as well, Lauren. Working with you and Coralis has really brought that out as well.
Well, and I think something that I appreciate so much about you, Jillian, is that you are fearless in the sense of not only inventing a medical device that has not existed before, taking it to market, commercializing, raising funds, and then running a company with a science background, with a scientific background. And your capacity to just understand what's required and then step right into the fray is just really inspiring to all of us. So, and the other component that I really appreciate so much about you is your just endless curiosity and willingness to take risks and grow. And I think that's what's really required. And the wonderful example that you're providing, all of those individuals in STEM who are women who want to not only have a science profession in the sciences, but also lead a company and make a huge difference. So thanks so much for that. So Jillian, if folks want to get in touch with you or learn more about CSU Global, where can they connect with you?
Of course, they can go to our website, csuglobal.health. They can also email us at info@csuglobalhealth.com. And of course, check us out on LinkedIn at CSU Global Health, as well as other platforms with @CSU Global.
Great. All right. Jillian, is there anything else that you'd like to share with us today?
Not at the moment. I would say, yes, we're looking to grow, especially in different markets within sub-Saharan Africa, as well as looking for partners in that journey to further growth with HemaFuse, as well as other products down the line. So open to people reaching out to connect.
Excellent. And we will ensure that everybody can get in touch with you after this podcast. So great to see you. And I look forward to continuing our journey together.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Ripples of Radical Generosity podcast. Let us know what you thought of the episode and share this podcast with your friends. We invite you to join a global community of radically generous women and non-binary folks at www.coralis.world.